The word all. Now, it makes Noah's Flood global.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, I know some say Noah's Flood was only a local and not a global event, but are you sure there's proof of a global flood from just one word, as you said?
Well, you know, since none of us were there to see Noah's Flood, the only way we can know the truth about this catastrophic event is to have an eyewitness account or record. Now, fortunately, God inspired people to record these events in the Bible, the history book of the universe. And in chapters 6 through 9 of Genesis, there's one word that gives us a clear answer on the extent of the flood. It's the word all, which is kol in Hebrew. And it's used 72 times in chapters 6 through 9 of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 19, we read that all the high mountains under all the heavens were covered. In Hebrew, this double use is meant to eliminate any possibility of uncertainty. And the frequency of this word shows that God is really going out of his way to tell us that Noah's flood was a global event. So why don't some people believe all means all? It's because some have listened to the words of fallible men who weren't there, who believe in millions of years and no global flood. It's sad that they, including many church leaders, deny the very clear answers from our infallible Creator who was there.
Read Ken Ham's free booklet on the question, where did Cain find his wife? When you go to your computer screen and log on to AnswersRadio.com.